RSN Winners.
Well, let's have a look at the program of racing for Pakenham today. And joining us is Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
Good to hear. What do you make of this program today?
I like a couple in particular, and I think probably the quaddie might be a good play tonight. So, the back end of the program for me.
Okay, well, maybe the quaddie is where we can make some money for sure. Look, the first race this evening of eight, finding a good four, is a maiden over 1,000 metres. And in this race, you can take out the five along with the 14. We've got number three, King Manuka, who's at $4.60, down to Rich Itch, who's at $4.80. $4.60 for Allardade, $7.50 for Al Campana. First starter here, Superflare's kept safe. It's an $8 chance. Quite a few chances here, race one.
There is, Nards, and different form lines makes it, a really tricky race. I'm going to go with Rich Itch. I think back to 1,000 metres drawn out will actually suit this horse. And no great confidence, I'm going with 6-3. King Manuka ran quite well on debut. Will be better for that run. I think back to 1,000 actually suits him a bit better. Stronger tempo. 10, Allardade was a late scratching recently at the barriers, but had trialled up quite well. Returns here and has some reasonable form lines, especially through a like horse like Anjana on debut last preparation. And 12, Superflare, ran slow time in a recent jump out, but looked to go okay, and certainly seems to have some sort of ability. But I thought one of the harder races of the night to start with, Nards. 6, 3, 10 and 12.
6 from 3, 10, 12 in race number one from Dean. We go to the second. This is a mile race, and as far as the scratchings, you can take out number one. Now, we've got quite a few single figures. We start off with number two, D Jackal, at 7, Incarnadine at 6.50, 5.50 for Quirus. Favourite is Sir Gawain, who's been placed into the third position at his past two. It's at 2.40 and Alaskan Honey at 3.20.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sir Gawain. This isn't a very strong maiden, and he's been very consistent, deserves a win, and looks a really good chance of achieving that here. The query runner is Alaskan Honey, first run for the Mick Kent stable, formerly with Darren Weir. Showed enough ability to win a race like this if in the same sort of form. 3, Incarnadine, and 4, Quirkus, the Besutt and Young stablemates. I think both have got some hope. Incarnadine ran quite well first up. Quirkus, fitter for two runs this time in. But, not a strong maiden. I think Sir Gawain finally gets his chance to break through. 6, 7, 3, and 4.
6 from 7, 3, 4. The third is a Fillies and Mares maiden over 1,400. And in this race, she can take out the 10. The 1, Bobby Rocks at 7.50, down to Hamslet at 5. $1.55 short price favourite there for Punksy, and $7.50 down the bottom. She's on time.
Yeah, the market's really tightened up on Punksy this morning. It was a terrific debut. Probably should have won at Bendigo. Covered a lot of ground and did a great job to get as close as she did. I think 1,400 here, senior rider, good draw home track, really hard to beat. She's on time, looks to have trialled up well. She's always shown ability and resumes here. I think a good fresh run can be expected from her. She's the main danger. 6, Large, wasn't a bad run on debut. Didn't have the best of runs there. Can be an improver, and maybe 4, Hamslet, next best off an inside draw. But I think the market's pretty right with Punksy. I think she's going to be awfully hard to beat. 9, 11, 6 and 4.
9 from 11, 6, 4. Now the fourth is a 3-year-old maiden, 1,200. And here you can take out runners 10, 11, 13 and the 15. We've gone down to number 4, He Can Star at 7.50, Island Dancer at 6.50, Stay Awake at 5.50, down to Sedonte, who's at 3.80, and Valenciano at $3.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going with Valenciano. I think that the debut run at Kyneton was very good, was expected to run well and did so, and the extra 100 metres bigger track will suit, and on the home track I think will run well. Number 12 to beat 8 Sedente, who I thought didn't have the best of runs last start at Sandown in a bunch finish. I think can measure up here. 5 Island Dancer. The second run last time in was quite good, and a recent trial looked okay, and maybe number 6 next best, and that is Stay Awake, who ran quite well at a big price in what I thought was a pretty handy maiden at Bendigo behind Assertive Approach. Might be next best, but 12 hard to beat on the home track. 12, 8, 5, 6.
12 from 8, 5, 6. Now to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie, the Class 1 1200, and you can take out the 7. Number 2, Afotic at 9.50, Real Reward at 5. 3.30 for Woman, down to Born to Fight at $8. $3 and Sunrise Dancer at $3.10.
Certainly think Woman's nearly the most interesting runner at the meeting here, Nadia. She resumes, hasn't raced September 17. She has had recent official trial at Wodonga and then a jump out at Flemington. I thought the jump out at Flemington was really good. She's had throat surgery since that initial campaign. I'm going to go with her first up, number 5, to beat 9, Sunrise Dancer, who's going really well. Another good run last start, and she's got race fitness on her side, which will count for plenty. I think they're the two better chances. Real Reward was a solid run here a couple of weeks back behind Lord Chetty. Can get into the money again, and maybe 3 Mr. Jammo off a recent trial that wasn't too bad. But I'm going to go with Woman first up in what looks, I think, a fairly thin race. I think 5 and 9 are the winning chances. 5, 9, 4, 3.
5 from 9, 4 and 3. And we now go to race 6. This is a 64-1200. And you can take out the 5. Number 1, Walk the Talk at 750, Camp View at 280. Then we're down to Believing at 550, Backfill at 950, Class of Plenty at 850, and then you're down to Kutara, who was at $4.40.
A little bit of value here with Class of Plenty, number 8. I think she's come up really well, this mare, this preparation. First up, 3rd to Crystallize, who then went to Moonee Valley and won, and then last start, 3rd to Jenica, who's got a great chance later in the night. I think drops in weight on that last run, and just think with race fitness on her side, she'll run well. Camp View's a promising horse. Whether he's looking for a little bit further than 1,200 would be my little query. 9, Kutara ran well first up, will be fitter for that run. And Believing very rarely wins, but from barrier 1, he shouldn't get too far back and can be competitive. 8, 2, 9 and 6.
8 from 2, 9 and 6 in race 6. Race 7, you can take out the 1. Now we've got the 4, No Drama Darcy at 150. Jenna Kay at 4, down to Ambleave, who is at $8.50.
Yeah, this is, I think, a really interesting race. I think, again, 2 principal chances, and I'm going with 4, No Drama Darcy, who looks a promising horse, looks really well placed here and hard to beat. Jenna Kay has won her past 2 in good fashion, back up to 1,400. She'd had time between runs. I think she's the main danger. 2, Zaid in, up to 1,400 is the query. I've put him in for 3rd, and maybe 9, and Believe, next best off the maiden win last start. But I think 4 and 7 are the principal chances. 4, 7, 2, 9.
4 from 7, 2 and 9. And then to the last, a filly's a mare 64 over the mile. Take out runners 8 and also the 11. Number 2, Think I'm Dreaming at 2.30. Goosey Fair at 7. $5 both to Taberna and Zabilirina. And then we're looking at longer odds for the others.
I'm going to go with Taberna. Nard, scratch from yesterday. An awkward draw to contend with, but I like the win last start and I think can run well again. Think I'm Dreaming was beaten at a short quote last time out, but she'll be thereabouts in the finish again. 7, Zabalarina's got to run a strong 1,600. Maybe the bigger track will suit, and 3, Goosey Fair next best. 6, 2, 7 and 3.
6, 2, 7, 3. Dean, what's your best run off your quaddie and your play of the day?
I'm going to go with Woman as the best. Nard's race 5, number 5. First up off quite a long spell. The best value is race 6, number 8, Class of Plenty. Quaddy, first leg 5 and 9, second leg 2, 6, 8 and 9, third leg 4 and 7, last leg 2, 3, 6 and 7, and just an all-up bet, both for the win. Race 3, number 9, Punksy. Race 5, number 5, Woman as the player of the night.
Wonderful, Dean. Thank you for that.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
There's Dean Lester previewing the program of racing from Pakenham tonight. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's